Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shankshatra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
Hello, good morning on this Wednesday. Gee, a balmy, warm start to the morning. Gleeso, Alana, how are you?
Yeah, very well. It was lovely making the walk into work from the car and not being freezing cold.
Yeah, it's great.
22 degrees.
Alana, you've done the weather presenting at Channel 7 from time to time. Can I ask you about this now this morning? I like to flick around the radio stations and hear the news services. I was listening to the ABC this morning to see what's making news around the world.
Yes.
And they went around the country and did the weather and the lady said... a top of 22 in Adelaide, right now it's 23. Wouldn't that mean that the top might be 23 or not?
Look, I'm no weather expert, but...
So I had to drive around the block a couple of times. I was that confused, Gleeso. How does that work?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's obviously reading the script. She's not going off script.
No.
She's staying on there. Sticking to her guns. Yeah.
Could be sackable. Throwing some extra. Yeah. Throwing some extra.
Top of 22. Right now it's 23. There you go. Hey, what's on the show today, fellas, guys?
We are going to be doing the top three, of course, as we always do. Let people know what's going on around the world and around Adelaide. That's my favourite part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Mal's definitely my favourite part of this show, and he'll be featuring a little later. We're also going to revisit Taylor Walker. Of course, we had him in yesterday.
Yes,
Cleared a few things up. You asked him the hard questions. He answered them truthfully, and now
slammed.
He's popped it again.
It's a joke.
It's pretty tough for them.
This is another football story, but it's not. It's bigger than this. I want to ask you a little bit later on, both of you, about this Richmond texting scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those that don't know, a Richmond player has photographed a girl. Might be. I don't think it's his girlfriend. It wouldn't be because she's gone to the police. But a nude photo with the Premiership medal. And she's not happy about it.
Yes.
Well, what goes on? I want to ask you about this later on.
Social media, ladies and gentlemen, buyer beware.
So I'll tell you what, I'll get my breasts out. If I'm this lady. I'm speaking hypothetically here, David. I'm not saying I'm getting my breasts
getting
out.
Getting freaked out.
No. So I get my breasts out and I'll have a medal and I'll have a photo taken. And, gee, that won't end up anywhere.
No, of course. It's if you can't trust a young footballer on the drink, then who can you trust? That's all I say.
Times have changed, haven't they? Anyway, it's Ruined Dits on Triple M with Alana and Gleeso all week.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M. Ruined Dits. Top three things you need to know.
There you go, making news around the world and locally. Gleeso, what's this report you've found about men and women and marriage?
I love it. Men are at greater risk of heart attack if their marriage is going downhill.
Right. We'll be dropping like flies.
Absolutely. I actually got a bit of a pain in the chest right now. It turns out, however, while this is happening to men and it affects their cholesterol, their blood pressure, etc. Women don't care. Women,
they're heartless, aren't they?
They're unaffected.
Alana, you are a heartless bunch. You are.
My little theory on this is that perhaps women see the problems coming.
And
men just realise at the end.
Right.
And so start it's a little overwhelming.
They start serving up, you know, do you want chips with that?
Yeah.
Would you like some
deep
more fat and grease on that?
You want some dim sims?
They followed 620 married fathers for 16 years, and they found that men's health improved as their marital relations did. However, consistently bad or good, there was no change. So if you're just in a crap relationship...
Yep.
You can be as healthy as a bull. Mm. It doesn't matter. It's got no effect on your health.
This is astonishing.
It's the deterioration.
This study also believes men are reliant on their wives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are.
Whereas cooking. Women have a large social network and other ways of coping.
Right.
It's a bit different in here. So I've got a very large social network around the old pubaroo.
That's right. Hey, Nick Kyrgios in the news again today. Alana, you've covered sport extensively. What would you do with Nick Kyrgios?
Oh, gosh.
By the way, we should say what the story is. So we know that, 2 days ago, he played in the final in China, didn't try. They're saying against Nadal, got thrashed. First round at the Shanghai Masters, he's walked off after one set. Just walked off.
Yeah.
No announcement, nothing.
And well, no, he argued with the umpire before walking off. And then afterwards he's apologised and put it down to a stomach bug. But it's just happening far too often. We do look at other players, though, that this has happened to. Obviously, it's happening a lot more with Nick Kyrgios than some of the others. But I thought of Novak Djokovic and what he's become and how he used to play. He was probably less obnoxious than Kyrgios, but people accused him of having a pee heart constantly. He was constantly not finishing games.
Ooh, Djokovic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the day before he turned it all around and he became one of the great guys on tour and, well, he got the nickname the Joker and he became
a
real character.
Well, he became a real warrior too. I mean,
exactly.
He fights to the death.
Yeah.
So when he was a younger player,
Maybe Kyrgios is capable of turning this around. I don't know who the person is to do it because he's working obviously with Leighton at the moment and that doesn't seem to be helping.
No.
I don't know, in Australian tennis at least, who we've got.
Maybe he's on got a declining relationship and his heart health is going
down. His heart.
Because he's got a very small, he's got heart problems. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
What you have to wonder when that turning of the corner is going to be. He's been in the, he's been a wunderkind since he was 16 or 17. I think he won the Australian Open, did he? Or as the junior?
The juniors,
the junior Australian Open. So he's got, you can't fluke your way into the finals of a major tournament.
No, you're right. So he's clearly got
the tools.
Yeah,
he's
just, clearly.
Got this terrible is
a
shame.
It feels like quite a different case to Tomic as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, you know those statements that came out not so long ago from Tomic, just basically about really not wanting to be there.
Yeah.
He'll turn up because he needs the money and that's his lifestyle now and whatever, but he doesn't want to be there. You get a different sense with Kyrgios. So I do feel like he is savable.
Savable. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll come back to you on that in about 4 years' time. We'll see where he's at. All right. When he's working in McDonald's or something. Now, the millennials, there are reports out about millennials. First of all, just explain a millennial to me. What is it?
I think you're born after 2000. Is that right?
Someone under the age of 34.
Right.
I'm understanding. I'm 34 and Alice the Wag tells me I qualify as a millennial.
So you were born near or before or just after?
I was born in 83, actually.
The turn of the century.
Just before the turn of the century.
Is that what it means?
Well, it's before the turn of the century. I've just been informed.
Righto.
But I hear they're scared of cooking.
Are they?
I mean, look, I burn myself every now and again, but my mother was the worst cook of all time. I remember we had a guest over, a friend of my brother's when they were about 16 or 17, my older brother. And my old man's a full-on Catholic, so he did the big crossed himself and put his hands in the air. My brother's mate burst out laughing because he thought the old man was taking the P155 out of the old girl's cooking.
Oh.
It was terrible. I still remember I was about 13 and I looked over at this guy who was cacking himself thinking the old man was the funniest guy he'd ever seen in his life. My old man's not the funniest guy he'd ever seen in life. I learnt to cook as soon as I left home.
Did you?
I was like, spaghetti bolognese, it's my go-to thing.
Righto.
But it turns out that the millennials are very scared of cooking and they're spending upwards of $100 a week, at least $100 per week, eating at restaurants and ordering out.
Bloody hell, I spend that a night.
Yeah.
You ought to see my crew eat. Crikey. It's funny,
though.
They like
the social aspect of it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we've never seen more cooking shows on our TV screens than ever before. I would have thought everyone's learning how to cook, you know, very, very well, but clearly not.
A different generation, perhaps, because they do rate extremely the cooking shows.
But what about dinner parties? I mean, are the dinner parties going to become a thing of the past?
No, you get a caterer.
Yeah, caterers.
Get a caterer. Yeah. Oh, jeepers. Sweet ass.
Honestly, dinner parties, if you are responsible for doing all the cooking and hosting, you don't actually talk to any of your guests.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, that's
not
part
a great
of,
night, is
that's
it?
That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
I have a sense of accomplishment. At the end of the night, when everyone's sitting around and I've got the tea towel over my shoulder and I'm picking stuff up, I think, yeah, nice party, Dave.
Mm.
Dave Benson, Caravan and Camper Trailers. Begin your voyage and live your dreams.
I only have time for one breakfast show.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Oh, very exciting when you're getting on the number one man in the nation, Big Mal. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits, and good morning to you, Galito and Alana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a team. What a lineup.
We've got the A team in. Well, I'm in here as well.
Is Mr. T in there as well? I was a big A-team fan. I like it.
Me too.
Now, the van. solving things. I don't know who they worked for exactly.
Now, Prime Minister, your polls are collapsing in the regions. Why don't the cockies like you?
Well, I don't know, Gleeso. I really don't. Really and truly, I don't understand the demands of the rural sector. Farmer wants a what? Farmer wants drought relief. Farmer wants super phosphate rebate. What else does the farmer want? I mean, farmer needs to get back on his bloody tractor and grow me some delicious cos lettuce for my Caesar salad, is what the farmer needs to do. I don't spend a lot of time in the country, Dave, and for good reason, but I do enjoy a bit of dappled sunlight through the Melaleuca onto the steering wheel of the Bentley. And I shouldn't have given them the NBN. They've had too long to think about things, haven't they?
They have indeed. Who's actually got the NBN in this nation of ours?
Well, I have. I'm hardwired. The NBN helps me use my day productively. I'm a real clickbait kind of a guy. You know, the quickest way to burn belly fat, we'll tell you the five best foods. That takes about half an hour out of the day. What do these celebrities look like now? It just doesn't make sense. There's another hour. Monster waves, it'd be insane to serve these. Now it's lunchtime. Then I normally finish off the day with some thylacine sightings. Is this really the Tasmanian tiger? That animal always looks blurred. Maybe it's a blurred animal. And then bikini bodies, newsreader fails, and dancing animals. And that's pretty much the day for me.
Got it all covered.
Get on to the NBN. It's terrific.
Speaking of bikini bodies, I know you like to stay active, Mr. Prime Minister. Bike sharing, it's sweeping the nation. What do you think of it?
Well, I thought of myself in a bikini for a moment there, Alana. And I've got to say, the image is quite fetching. Bike sharing is sweeping the nation. I think bicycles are an integral part of the city's fabric and day-to-day life, but this bike sharing's gone too far. These bikes are becoming litter, and they really do make the place look messy. I'm referring to them as visual pollution. And we've had meetings up the Piper, at Point Piper, and we won't take them. But we're all scrupulous germaphobes, and I'm not going to rub my body on somebody else's seat. That's for sure.
Good advice.
There's
too,
another image for you.
Yes, there is. Hey, before you leave us, what are you singing this week, Big Mel?
Well, Dick, I'm trying to muster some support in the country, so I thought I'd go for an old Ganga Jang classic, Sounds of Then.
Yes.
Sing along if you remember the words. Brings home the heavy days, brings home the night times. Well,
out on the patio, we sit.
And the humidity we'd breathe. We'd watch the lightning crack over cane fields, laugh and think, this is Australia.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Chikau.
Well done. Should be our national anthem. Well done. The number one man in the country. Big Mal, thanks for joining us.
Before I go, I just want to say the Triple M rocks Hindmarsh.
Good on you. Well done.
The cemetery, the stadium, everything named Hindmarsh.
Thanks, Big Mal.
See ya.
All thanks to Dave Benson Caravans. Just, isn't it frightening? He's in charge of our country. Hey.
Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
This week it's Alana and Galiso. Alana, tell me what's happened here with the Richmond Football Club. We touched on it moments ago. What's the story?
Yeah, so it's a topless photo scandal in the wake of their grand final win. Basically, a young woman has posed topless with a premiership medal around her neck. The photo has then been circulated amongst the team and to the wider public.
Now, we've got the photo here, Gleeso, in front
of
us. And it's
photo.
A nice medal.
It is a beauty.
It's a lovely premiership medal.
If you put them side by side, they're beauties.
The
medal. So
side
take
by
two
side.
Photos side by side.
Right. Now, what's all the what's happening with it, Alana? What's the problem?
What's the problem? Well, the girl's not happy.
Right.
That the she's saying it's revenge porn. So I'm not sure. We don't have the background on their relationship status. I don't know if they're in a relationship or it's a one-night thing, a one-off photograph. Anyway, she obviously put some trust in whoever she was with.
Do you think at some stage you said you were that good, here's a medal? Or not?
Is that what you would have done?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just thinking out loud.
No, you can only get a medal if you play on the day.
Right,
just really trying to empathise. Get yourself into the situation. Oh. I like it. But basically, the club's obviously not happy and now there's a police investigation into it, so it could get relatively serious. Sexting charges could apply, which have a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison. And it's not just the individual who initially sent the photograph. Anyone else who's spread it around could also be in trouble. So,
another thing. All right, this morning, again, I mentioned this before, the TV screens are on in here all morning. So I'm watching Channel 7 Sunrise. They've put the photo of the girl up on screen.
Exactly.
But they've and they've blacked out the breast, so it's not a rude photo, but you can see everything else. So a Channel 7 complicit here? I mean, are they doing the wrong thing? Are we doing the wrong thing by talking about it? Are we adding fuel to the fire or not?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know, but I don't think so.
But it's an interesting question
to ask.
Oh,
we're definitely adding fuel to the fire, but I don't, isn't that what the media always does?
Eventually, everyone's going to know who this girl is, the nature of social media
being
as it is.
We can't see her face. We can't see her head at all in the photo.
So, look, it's one of those things. It's an absolute, it's a new frontier for people, and young people just have to realise that these things can get out of hand. Well, and obviously, as soon as this guy's been, as soon as they name this guy, there's every chance he'll just be moved on from the club or cop some pretty serious sanctions from Richmond themselves.
All right, but should he? And I'm being serious about this. I go, you know, made a bit of light of it and cracked a couple of gags. But this young girl, surely Alana has put herself in a situation where, yeah, I'll take my top off, bare my breast with a medal, and he's taking a photo of me. Seriously, haven't you just, at that point in time, made a decision to put yourself out there or not?
Well, it depends. That's why I said it probably depends on the nature of their relationship. Because if your wife, say, you've got one of your old medals, I don't know what you guys get up to. But in that sort of trusting environment, And you take a photo of her, she's not thinking you're then going to send it to all these other people. That's not what she's consenting to.
No,
is it?
No, so, fair enough.
So if that's how this girl is feeling, that they're in some kind of trusting relationship and then he's gone and done that, maybe fair enough.
So she's got an argument.
Yeah, potentially.
My advice would be to everyone, don't do nude photos.
No.
I mean, I know it's a personal choice, et cetera, et cetera. But,
no, but I think that's probably where I'm going, Caliso, with this, is that once you stand... Look,
you need to be aware that there's the potential for this thing kind of thing to happen, don't
and
you?
And having someone say, oh, yeah, I'll delete it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure you will. So, look, it's a terrible, terrible situation for this young girl to be in.
Mm. Caliso in the world of rock and roll, sex and drugs and rock and roll.
You're going to get to me.
Well, you know, I'm not saying you can speak from experience, but you might have heard along the way that a young girl says, yeah, I'll go back to the hotel room with the band.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're going back for a Diet Coke or something.
Back in the day when, if that might have happened, I'm not saying it did or didn't, we didn't have, obviously, mobile recording devices, which everybody has now.
No.
It's prolonged my career by years, I must say, not having recording devices back in the day. But, yeah, look, because then what you'd have to do is take the photo and then get the photos developed, right? So that was kind of a different frontier. But, so I'm just going to plead the fifth. Have we got that here?
Yeah, and the sixth and the seventh.
The NT News headline was pretty good. Cops probe tiger. Mm. Like that?
Yeah. Are they qualified to do that? Snapping of the glove.
There you go. It's Caliso and Alana here on Triple M. Roo is joining us again on Monday morning.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Roo back next Monday morning. Alana and Caliso are with us.
Yep, we are chatting with Will Anderson this morning. Of course, ahead of tonight's episode. Will, good morning to you.
Alana, Caliso, good to have you guys here. Last week I was on the phone because obviously, you know, you were the fill-in shift. We took it a little easy at the start. Is it worth coming into the studio? I thought there was magic, guys. I thought it was a great first date. I'm here in the studio today. I feel like there's some sparks. We can work on this.
All right. Now, we want to hear what you've got coming up in the show. Something we consume 15.9 million of a day and barely advertise.
Eggs. Yeah. It's one of those things. Sometimes on Gruen, we like to take something very small, something you might find in your fridge or something that people use every day and kind of examine, you know, the industry behind it and how it's sold to people. And eggs is one of those things where we're eating so many of them, but nobody really knows the brand they buy. Like, you know, when you get to the supermarket aisle, there's like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of boxes of eggs in different colours, but nobody really knows the brand. Most of us go, oh, well, I like the Free Range or I like the Barnlaid. And none of us really even know what that particularly means. Some people are like, oh, I like the ones in cages because I like to taste the pain. I don't know. It's a pretty horrible thing, but about half of the eggs that are bought are still the caged eggs, and about half now are like Free Range or like, you know, Barnlaid and these sort of eggs. So it's an industry that is growing, and we're going to have a look at it.
All right, and why are BHP banging on about superannuation?
Now, this is interesting. I don't know if people have seen this ad. It's for BHP. It's running all the time at the moment. And firstly, why is BHP even advertising? I don't understand why big companies like... It's not like I watch that ad and go, oh, I better go and buy a bag of coal.
Get some steel.
Like, it doesn't really make sense. But at the moment, there's this ad where they just basically are saying, you know, if you don't invest in BHP, you're not going to have any super and you're going to die cold and alone. And it's the most bizarre ad of all time. So we thought we'd pick it apart with our expert panellists.
Well, we often hear that men like to tough it out and maybe look past the doctor, but you've got a pitch to convince them to go.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. We've got our two ad agencies, and this is the tough one because women go to the doctor nearly 10 times as often as men go to the doctor. And that is not because men are tougher than women. It's because men are idiots.
Stupid.
And they don't go to the doctor. Yeah, I had like a lump on my neck for 2 years, and my doctor was like, we should get that lump on your neck checked out. And it was a tumour. It was a tumour. I just had a tumour on my neck for 2 years and hadn't had it checked out. So the good news is that we think we've come up with two great campaigns that'll get men into the doctors.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to it tonight on the ABC. Gruen at 8:30. Will Anderson, thank you.
Cheers.
Went
Will.
Well, guys. Thanks very much.
I
appreciate it. Let's just spoon now. Let's just lie here and spoon.
Oh, you're so kind.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts in starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Guys, as you know, yesterday Tex Walker came in, and I'm always grateful when he comes in, to be honest, because he faces the music. And,
yep.
And yesterday we kind of said to him, Alana, look, there are some hard questions to ask you. We need to put some rumours to rest, to bed, if you like. And he answered everything, didn't he? Let's just have a little listen first to Tex.
No, I didn't have a crack at him. I was pretty honest because I don't like people leaving our footy club. I was honest that if that was the decision that he wanted to make, then look, I'm not going to agree with him because I don't like people leaving our footy club, but I don't think I was arrogant, aggressive towards him. I was probably blunt. I said, mate, if that's the decision you want to make, then we're 2 days out from losing grand final. I think our footy club's going in the right direction. And I think it's pretty much him choosing money over success.
Now, I don't know about you two, but I left here yesterday thinking, good on you, Tex. You've answered all the hard questions we asked about, was there a fight at halftime in the grand final, and all of these sorts of issues. And I walked away thinking you'd answered everything beautifully.
Done
yep.
and dusted.
Done I'm
and,
with you.
And that's it. Done and dusted.
Absolutely. But that is not what other people have read into that interview. It's received a lot of coverage, both locally and interstate, interstate radio. Let's take a listen to some of the commentary around it.
Tex, there's a few things in this. First up, you would be expecting and demanding of your football club to go and get players from other clubs, and you've actually gone and tried to court players from other clubs who are contracted. So not only are you very happy for players to come to your football club, but you're actually happy to go and try to lure somebody out of contract to come to your footy club. So you can't have it both ways.
Now, that wasn't Damien Oliver. That was actually that was Terry Wallace. Failed Richmond coach, I might point out.
Yes, well.
Sacked Richmond coach. But again, Alana, I thought he answered everything beautifully yesterday. When a player like Jake Lever leaves your club, You are going to comment. You are going to ring him as the captain of the club, surely.
As the captain, what are we expecting him to say? Yeah, oh, good on you.
Correct.
Oh, that's great. Have a good time. Yeah, it was good having you here for 3 years. Thanks very much. To his credit, he did say that, and he gave Jake Lever plenty of credit. He said he rocked up to training. He trained hard. He knew he was wanting to go, obviously, but it didn't affect his performance at all or the way he performed as a team member. So, he also said that the main part of commentary that people are picking at is that he's chosen money over success. Leading into that, Tech said, I think we're a footy club heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's what he's referring to when he talks of success. He's not saying we're winning the grand final next year.
No. As a good leader, I think reading between the lines, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he's saying to the players around him, including Jake Lever, let's all stick together. I think we're on the verge of something here. Let's try and go one better next year. He's not saying, oh, we're going to win 3 flags in a row. He's saying, let's have a crack, isn't he, really?
Yep.
And yet the nation has jumped on this. Let's hear from Jimmy Bartel, who is a 3-time premiership player.
I don't have a problem with what he was saying there at the start, but there's a couple of things about it, choosing success over money. You haven't had success either. You've made a grand final, that's it. Individually, you've been All-Australian captain and you've had some good years, but you haven't had success. So there's no guarantee that you will. There's no guarantees in this game that just because you played in the grand final doesn't mean you're going back and winning it next year. Every year, we even have our premiers who can't even get back into the finals. So where's the guarantee there? And he wants loyalty in a one-way street. He's very happy that Lynch and these sort of guys arrive at the Crows, but no one's allowed to leave.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Bartels. Obviously, as you say, 3-time premiership winner. He's tasted the success. But I think I don't think you can judge every footy career by how many premierships you've done as far as being successful. I know for myself, when people have left the Screaming Jets and we've tried to keep them in the fold, it's because you want the gang to stay together. It's because you want everyone to be moving in the same direction, and it hurts when people say, "No, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going somewhere else." It hurts on that level. So I can imagine a footy team, they spend so much time together. They train, they hang out together, they travel together, they room together when they're travelling. It's kind of, it would be very painful to lose someone that's that important.
I think Tex would be negligent in his role if he hadn't have rung Jake Lever and put the heat on him. Sure. That's my take on it. Yeah. And why the nation jumped on this yesterday, all these other experts around the place, I really feel for him. And just finally, I want to go back, something we didn't bring up yesterday too, his speech grand final day. Gee, he's been lambasted for this.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm the worst loser in the world. I'd be the same. You get up and I don't know if you meant to crack gags or what, but you've actually just lost, not just lost, lost badly. And you get up and you say, I'm not happy here, we lost, and I'm not happy. Well done, Richmond. Get off. What are you meant to do?
Well, a lot of comparisons were made to the losing captain of the Cowboys, the North Queensland Cowboys in the NRL, because his speech was very eloquent and he praised the Melbourne Storm for their achievements, etc. That's not Tex's natural character.
Yeah, but also,
obviously,
Alana,
we know that.
There are people that looked at that and thought it was pathetic too. Like that guy had written
like
a loser's speech.
I reckon Tex would look back at it and probably want to be better.
If
he ever got the opportunity again. Hopefully he's not making another losing
show me
grand
a nice
final
loser,
speech.
But and I'll show you a loser.
Yeah, I reckon he probably would try and do a better job next time.
Do you think
time.
So?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We can agree to disagree on that. Because I thought on the day, that's all he's required to do. You've just lost. You get up and start being nice about it. He would have been jumped on for being too nice, I guarantee.
Mm.
Anyway.
So I just wanted to go everything, into, all
just,
of it.
Just wanted to go into bat for Tex today because I was really upset yesterday that, you know, all of these people have jumped on board. But I thought he did the absolute perfect thing here yesterday and answered all the questions anyway.
I thought so too.
That's our take on it. It's Alana and Gleeso here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
A Ruined Dits on Triple M. Pardon me. Oh, God. This week we've got,
Frog
thank God
throat.
We've got fillings when you talk like that. Alana and Gleeso. Now, you know, Big Iron Hayden's taken on this huge task, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's quitting smoking. I reckon, he must be up to about day 20.
Yeah.
We were working with him last week and he was at day 15.
Not that he was counting.
No.
Every hour and second.
But he was, you know, he's doing such a terrific job with it, sticking solid, saving lots of money, better for his health.
Yes.
He was talking us through all the ins and outs of what was happening to his body. Yeah. Look, fascinating.
It's such an amazing way that they get people hooked on the Gaspers. It's what they do is they say it relaxes you or they say it peps you up. Can't do both. It has to do one or the other. Can't. Mm.
But they say that about alcohol.
It's not a super drug.
And it does.
Really?
I find it depends what mood you're in.
Oh, people have different reactions. There are those that get aggressive and there are those that get happy and smiley. Mm. So different, yeah.
So all the myths, they've been busted over the years and people around the world are quitting smoking at a great rate. So
well,
it's a good
all getting behind Haydo here. Yep. We want to wish him well and really support him because they do say, look, I haven't had to go through this, but they say that you need people around you to help and support. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to do, they're saying. Mm. But he's inspired one of our listeners. This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Luke on the line. Luke, good morning to you.
How are we going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How are you going? What are the points?
I'm going all right. I'm going very well. Day 8 so far, and doing really well. The first few days, first day or two is a tough one, I think. Once you've got all that nicotine and nasty stuff out your system, you're pretty sweet after that, I reckon.
What do you think was the catalyst for you going, right, I've done, I've had enough of these?
A couple of reasons. First of all, most importantly, I'm becoming a dad for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm bringing a baby girl into the world very soon.
Awesome.
And I guess prize as well, too. They're costing an arm and a leg these days. So over the past week, I would have saved close to $80, $100.
There you go.
That's good.
Luke, how much is smoking or has it been a part of your lifestyle? How long have you been a smoker for and what sort of quantities are we talking?
Very long time, I guess. So when I was in the young days, but I worked in the nightclub scene, or more importantly, I guess the gentleman's club scene, I guess. So, there's a lot
I'm
of
a
smoking going on. I've seen a few of the Adelaide boys down at our sort of place on Highland Street a few times, but it certainly is part of it, and it's sort of hard to escape too, really. But saying that, having the right people around to sort of help me quit as well makes it much easier.
Now, as an aside story here, you've taken up the didgeridoo for a special reason as well. Tell us about this.
Snoring. Now, Dits, I know you're a bit of a snorer too. Happy wife, happy life for this one.
Yep.
Snoring actually helps sleep apnea. So instead of getting one of those snoring machines or all those nose plugs and stuff like that,
yeah,
a bit of practice on the didge with the circular breathing, and with it not long, you'll be out of snoring.
You're kidding.
It's
not easy to play the didgeridoo in all seriousness. So it does take a little bit of training, I guess. And what, it's teaching you to breathe in different ways.
You're circular breathing. So what happens in the back of your throat, that collapses when you sleep. And actually, coming back to smoking, a lot of smokers are going to be snorers too. So once you sort of train that back of your throat to sort of stay up when you sleep, that's sort of how you play the didge. With your circular breathing, you won't be snoring anymore.
Good on you, mate. Excellent.
That's funny. I'll have to get Fags didgeridoo.
My wife's buying one for me now. Getting rid of the earplugs.
Christmas sorted.
So there are Aboriginal men, Australia-wide, not keeping their wives awake because they play the didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah, they'll be sleeping very well.
That's right. There you go. Mm. Hey, well done, Luke. So what about people around you in your... Because we're told that with Haydos, what we've learned here is that it doesn't help if people around him smoke and things like that. So what sort of support have you got in your household?
My partner's a non-smoker, and she helps me out quite a lot with that. Just remind me of, even the thanks, well done, even a thank you every now and then.
Yeah, that's good.
So it sort of really keeps you on track too. So, but keep yourself occupied too, actually. They sort of say you get hungry and all that kind of thing too as well. I ducked down the market on Sunday, gyps cross market, and picked up a whole heap of fruit.
Well done.
That way, if any time I feel hungry, just load up the fruit, and it's not going to stack on the kilos or anything like that.
Yep.
And you've got something yummy to eat too.
Yeah. Good man. Well done. That's fantastic.
The right approach. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Luke.
No worries. Thank you very much. So congrats to Haydo too. He's doing well.
Yep, well done. And you can take the pledge to quit with Haydo as well. You can follow his story and have the chance to be rewarded for taking the pledge to quit. Go to quitwithhaydo.com.au. And honestly, I mean, that's just one story with Luke, but we're serious about this. I mean, I'd like to think that hundreds, maybe thousands listening are thinking, I'll do this with Haydo.
It's the sensible thing to do, no doubt about it.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.